It's a boat night, and we'll start the 95th Bell's Beer Bayview Mackinac race tomorrow morning. The first of the 20 starts is at 11:30 a.m. Our coverage begins at 11 a.m. here on WPHM. And the finish line to this event is up on Mackinac Island near the Grand Hotel. So it is fit that we open the show this afternoon with Ken Hayward, who is the Grand Hotel Managing Director. Ken, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Good afternoon.
Now, I've been up to the Grand Hotel probably 10 times, Ken, and I still haven't seen the entire property yet. There is so much going on at the Grand Hotel. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, sure. 397 uniquely decorated rooms. Starts with lots of grounds, beautiful flower beds. We have a number of off-site restaurants as well, Sushi Grand, the Gatehouse, Woods Restaurant. So really a wide variety. But, when you explore the hotel, it's a living, breathing museum and lots of photographs of past guests and famous people and big events that have happened at the hotel. So you really can spend a lot of time wandering the hallways and learning a lot about this 132-year-old wood building that's only open 6 months of the year, so it's really kind of a fascinating story. And then, of course, there's little nooks and crannies, the cupola bar up at the very top, which is a wonderful spot to watch boats come in from, to the Audubon Wine Bar and the Geranium Bar. And, of course, haven't mentioned probably the most famous asset of all, the world's longest porch lined with 100 rocking chairs looking out over the straits. So, lots to see, lots to do, and we're real excited for a safe and successful race and greeting all the sailors when they arrive.
Yeah, let's talk for a minute because you've had presidents, you've had heads of state. A lot of famous people have come to the Grand Hotel and stayed there. Who are some of the bigger names that you're proud of?
Yeah, well, I think we've been fortunate to have a number of political events, and be it for either party, governor's conferences and things like that. And then we are a great place for people, sports figures. Justin Ablicator just checked out this morning. So Justin Verlander and Kate Upton have been here. That was probably one of my favorites, being a big baseball fan. And the nice thing about it is everybody kind of respects their privacy and doesn't bother them. But because of our venue, the political events that we've hosted over the years, too many to mention specifically, but, and then the Detroit Chamber Conference, of course, which happens every spring with us, brings basically the entire Michigan delegation from Washington into our house. And I think that's very exciting and gives the place a lot of life because those are important discussions that happen during those meetings, and we love having those guests with us.
My favorite author is Richard Matheson, and his book, Bid Time Return, was made into the movie Somewhere in Time, which was filmed at the Grand Hotel.
Absolutely. I should have mentioned Christopher Reeve when he was alive, and certainly one of our favorites is Jane Seymour, who does come back regularly, not every year, but probably on average every 2 or 3 years. Big fan of the hotel, obviously a big fan of her in the movie. And the movie's done so much for us here at the hotel. Hundreds of guests every day always have questions about the movie, the filming of the movie, where were seats filmed, because it was filmed at the hotel. A lot of scenes in the middle of the night were filmed because we tried not to disrupt guests. And then, of course, there was a soundstage that was built on the island as well that was utilized. So, but Jane and the Somewhere in Time franchise has been wonderful to the hotel over the years.
One of my wife's favorite things that she noticed a few years back, there's a picture in one of the hallways. I believe it's of the Detroit Lions, but she's more interested in the fact that Bing Crosby's in the picture. Has Bing been to the hotel?
I don't know that he has. I can't say that, but I'm I know the picture you're talking about. I think it's from their training camp down wherever they were. And I don't know why exactly we have that photo, but obviously it was given to us. And I have a feeling there was somebody in the photograph that had a connection to the hotel. But we've had a lot of great entertainers, particularly jazz entertainers, that come because we do the Labor Day Jazz Festival every year. We've had, you know, the greats, the Wynton Marsalis and the Herbie Hancocks and Brubecks, and we've had all of them at one point or another, and we're very lucky that way that we have. But I don't know specifically that Ping ever made it here.
All right, I'm going to do it to you, Ken. I'm sure other people have this year because it's been a special year for Michigan baseball. But for those that don't know, Ken Hayward was all Big Ten baseball four times at the University of Michigan. You played there in the early 80s. In 84, you were the MVP. And that's saying something to me, Ken, because I know Barry Larkin was on that team and a few other guys that went on to play Major League Baseball. You were a pretty good hitter.
I was. I had a great career, and it's amazing how much attention that our teams from 83 and 84 received, obviously with the wonderful run that this year's team made, Michigan making it to the championship series and unfortunately losing out to Vanderbilt in the championship. But we were the last U of M team to go to Omaha, and we went in 83 and 84. And it was amazing the amount of recognition and attention that those teams got, and deservedly so. Back then, just it was a different era with no social media and all that. But it was a great way to go to school. I played on a wonderful team and made it to Omaha twice. Came within a game of making it to the national championship game. And I had a good career. Barry hit third, and I hit fourth for 3 years when I was there. And, very lucky. And
so you got him to the major leagues.
Well, I wouldn't say that, but he was. You could tell he was different from the minute he walked onto campus. He was a gifted athlete, but I will tell you, he's a better person, and he deserves everything he got. Playing in the big leagues for 19 years, but you know, there's little bonds that, you know, second baseman and shortstops have a bond, and pitchers and catchers. But I can tell you, we stood in the on deck circle many times together, talking about lots of things. And I wouldn't say I totally got him there, but I did. There was a bond that we had that was pretty special. So he did mention me in his Hall of Fame speech, which was pretty great. And you know, there were a lot of good players on that team. Not all of them made it to the big leagues, including me. But we had an absolute great program going, and this Michigan team making it to Omaha brought back a lot of great memories.
Did you try pro ball at all, or did you go right into the business world?
You know, actually, I had a knee injury my senior year, and I got that fixed afterwards. And believe it or not, I came to Mackinac and started working at Grand Hotel. So it'll be 34 years for me here August 1st. And I never did go back and try. It's hard because my last season at U of M, you know, I had a hit 432 that year, but things just didn't work out the way I thought they might, and pretty happy with where I ended up.
All right. And obviously this weekend's probably going to be a little tough. I'm assuming you're pretty booked, but for the future, because we've still got a little bit of summer left, people who want to come up to the island and want to stay at the Grand Hotel, how do they get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, you know, that's a good point, because I think a lot of times people feel like we are full and we are sold out, and we're not. There are dates available in August in particular. So if you're looking to come to Mackinac and wanting to get away, go to 1-800, call 1-800-33-GRAND, or you can go to grandhotel.com, probably the best thing to look at the packages available, because there's great opportunities. There's midweek specials. There's still some weekends available. Because I think a lot of times people think we are sold out, and not always the case. So please give us a check. It's a great place to spend the summer. I know it's pretty warm downstate today, and I can tell you it's a balmy 77 degrees here on Mackinac. So it's light breeze coming, and it's beautiful, and come see us.
Oh, I wish I could, because it's 91 where I'm sitting right now.
Yeah, I know. I've heard stories. It's bad down there, and it's, you know, the one benefit of being on an island, and it might not help us in May or October, but certainly in July and August with these the lake breezes and that two big bodies of water cooling us down here. It's actually very pleasant out right now in Mackinac.
All right. Hey, Ken, you enjoy the rest of your day. You have a great weekend with the folks from Bayview coming up. I know you had the Chicago folks last weekend, but I'm a little biased. The Bayview people are a lot more fun.
Their band's great. The party's great. We really enjoy having them with us. We're so happy that they made the move to us a number of years ago to have their celebration and party with us. And we're really hoping for a safe race, and we look forward to greeting them when they get to Mackinac.
All right. Thanks for doing this, Ken.
My pleasure. Good. Nice talking to you. Thanks.
All right. There's Ken Hayward, the Grand Hotel Managing Director, and a really neat guy to talk to. I've talked to Ken in the past and didn't realize that he had played baseball. It was only this year when Michigan made their run to Omaha and into the College World Series final against Vanderbilt that I heard Ken's name come up. And I'm like, where do I know that name from? And then when I looked him up, sure enough, Ken Hayward, he graduated the all-time RBI leader at the University of Michigan. And again, that is a team that had Barry Larkin, Chris Sabo, I believe Hal Morris played on that team as well. So those were three guys that were pretty good hitters in Major League Baseball, and Ken hit right in the thick of that Michigan lineup in the early 80s, and they made a couple of runs into Omaha. All right, so a good start to the show. We're here early, obviously. Normally you're not used to hearing me until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, but we'll be here until 6 this evening as it is boat night, and there is plenty going on, so don't think you've missed anything yet. In fact, Port Huron Yacht Club, you still have an opportunity to get discounted tickets to their event tonight. They've got a party going on. And if you go to pyc.org or go down to the Yacht Club before 5 o'clock, you can get a ticket for $10 to get into their event tonight. If you wait until 7 when the party starts, you'll have to pay $15 at the door. The live band, the Gobies, are going to be there tonight. It's a party at the Port Huron Yacht Club tonight, getting going at 7. And again, you can get a discounted ticket for $10 if you get it before 5. If you wait until 7, it'll be $15 at the door, but it'll be well worth it. Always a good time, always a good party down at the Yacht Club. Obviously, the 95th Bell's Beer Mackinac Race is why we're hanging out dockside here today on the Dennis Stuckey Show on WPHM.